Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are hanging out with the Coin Scoop again. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, what's going on, Crypto? Cryptos?
Crypto comrades?
Crypto crusaders?
Yeah, I like that. Crypto Coneheads was still my favorite one from earlier. By the way, we did start the pre-recorded segments, which I'm not too happy about, but great content. That's what matters.
Yeah, we got some little projects that we were looking at. Nothing
they
too
were just
crazy.
Small, yeah, just to get some fillers in while we are in our pre-engagements over the weekend. But
the problem is there's so many ICOs out now that it's like it's kind of hard.
Ridiculous.
That's why I always prefer to go off of like what's the buzz. Because there's definitely a lot of them out right now, and it could be a little overwhelming, as you saw.
Definitely, definitely. And it's funny, we were talking about a few that Oz brought up. He had sent this information on, one of them we had actually looked at previously, and it's because somebody that we've been watching growing up, all the way back to the In Living Color days.
You know, it's funny. I knew that Jamie Foxx. I knew that he was kind of, what do you call it? Not sponsoring, but he was kind of repping a cryptocurrency. But I didn't know it was that one. I didn't know it was Colvin Hood.
Yeah, but you know those situations where you have a wife and a husband that just like doesn't pay attention to her, and she feels like, you know, he just goes to work and then he comes home and she cooks and he doesn't pay attention to her anymore and things like that. That's what I feel like with you. I mean, we have these conversations and you just ignore me. You just, you know.
I just tell you, go back to your cage, you animal.
Go to your closet.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until I saw your comment there, and I was like, oh man. I was like, okay. So I went. I looked it up. I was like, oh, sure enough, that was the one that he was, I guess, a part of somehow. I couldn't find too much. I didn't go too deep into it to see if he was like owner or something, part owner. But he's somehow affiliated with Colvin Hood. Or Cobin Hood, however.
We got somebody new in the chat, Khaled. DJ Khaled, he says, I saw a lot of lending platforms. Electra will be huge.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for that. And what's his name? Khaled?
Khaled, as in DJ Khaled.
Khaled, what's going on? Thanks for joining us.
I hope the same way.
It's funny because that's actually one of the coins that Oz brought up also, Electra Coin.
Yeah, just earlier today, maybe about 2 hours ago, he sent us a message saying to check that one out. Were you able to look into it, by the way? I mean, I was just editing the videos the whole
time.
Yeah,
I looked into all of them. There's another one that I found today that actually hasn't been spoken about at all. So I'll probably drop that jewel in this episode. It's another similar platform that literally I haven't found anybody talking about it. Only about the 5 or 6 or 7 main ones. But if Khaled, if you could answer, I have a question. Why he said it's gonna be better? It's gonna be the
it's
best.
It's gonna be huge, he said.
Because I was actually just checking a look at the white paper. The white paper, it looks promising, but what? If he can answer my question, what makes him say that? Like, what makes him comfortable in saying that Electra Coin is going to be the one that's... Because it looks promising. I'll tell you, I went to the website. I went through his white paper.
He said he's from Antwerp, Belgium. Nice.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Awesome. Thank you.
You guys are cool. I mean it. Keep going. You will have a lot of followers. Wow, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's awesome.
Thanks a lot,
actually.
Man. Thank you very much. But, yeah, look at that, man. You know, crypto's worldwide, man, worldwide. But like I said before, these lending platforms, these are the craze, man. I mean, this is where people are literally becoming rich overnight. You know, it's happening right before our eyes. And like I said, I was actually thinking about excuse me, I was actually thinking about getting into Electrocoin. I think the coins right now are 85 cents.
That's funny because when I told you that that Oz sent us that that message, you were like, "Wow, that's funny." I was literally just looking at that.
And look, Khaled mentions it, He's talking about it. So it's, you have a lot of them, man. You even have Hextra Coin too, Hextra Coin, which is, and like I said before, all of these are like, to me, these are all a gamble for me. This is just like, this is like playing a game, but I've been trying to get some Hextra Coin unsuccessfully, and it's just like, it's the biggest pain because you literally have about a 10 second window, if that. 10 second window to try to purchase it with your Bitcoin. And if you miss it, then you gotta wait till the next day. You gotta wait 24 hours. So it's literally a 5 to 10 second window. But with that is gonna come demand. So they're saying Hextra Coin is gonna do well. I know Regal Coin is having some issues. I don't know what the hell's going on with that platform. They have some type of server maintenance issues, and I know a lot of people are pissed because, they can't move their funds around. They're kind of locked out.
What's going on, Oz?
Oz, what's up?
Oz
What's up,
said, "Hey
buddy?
boys, just got 1,000 Electra for me. It's got insurance and you can pull out halfway through. Lending period will be appealing." Wow, that's great
That's
to know.
right.
Oh, you
That's.
probably already knew that because you knew about that already.
I was looking through it. Yeah, that's one of the incentives right there. That's one of the things that puts them above.
Khaled writes, because they will have new options. Never seen a lending platform, not even BitConnect has it, for example. An early withdrawal option, trading bot captures mining the coin. Nice.
Yeah, so they're gonna supposedly release. Was it that one I was looking at? I think that's the one. Yeah, they can actually release the trading bot in action. I think that was the one. Yeah, whatever. They're gonna release the trading bot in action. They're gonna show like a real time, I guess, video of it. And also, yeah, you could pull your money out halfway at a 20%. I think they're gonna charge you a 20% fee if you do happen to pull your funds out early. Oz, if I'm not right in saying that, but I think I read. They're going to charge you a 20% fee, but it still does give you the option of pulling out your funds early in the contract, as opposed to all these other programs. So, only thing I didn't find, if you guys could answer this, only thing I couldn't find with Electra is what is the percentage? What's the percentage payout per day? If they answer that in the chat box, what's the percentage payout per day for Electra Coin? I know they have the bonus, but I couldn't find if it was 1%, 1.5%. I couldn't find what the daily payout was going to be on your loan.
I guess what is it? Is Electra from is a U.S. company? Because Khaled wrote they
N
are from Michigan, U.S. with all respect of the others.
What? They're from Michigan? Wow. I had no clue. Honestly, I wouldn't think one of these platforms like this would be based in the US, man. Oh my God, you kidding me? But the way the US is, they forget it, bro. Anything that makes people money is, especially at that rate and with that ease, you're playing with fire when it comes to US authorities. So I'm surprised that it's in
Oh,
Michigan,
yeah,
so
that's right, that's right.
I gotta do more research on that. Man, I didn't know that. Interesting. Find
The
out something
server is
interesting.
in Holland for the taxes.
The servers in Holland. Oh my goodness. That is insane. That is insane, man. Listen, I hope. I'm in Gold Reward, right? I'm in Gold Reward. I'm gonna try to get you in there, Ruben. We'll see if that'll be Ruben's first ICO, right? So we'll see if we get you in there.
Gonna pop my cherry.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting to see which one of these which one of these comes out the ring victorious, man? It's, I know. Listen, BitConnect right now is number one, of course, but you know, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. You know, they predict the gold reward to be
He said, Khaled
pretty
said, yeah,
promising.
these are professionals. Don't miss it.
That's
Definitely not.
amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, look at that. So I might have to
So this Electra is making some noise right now, then.
Electra. Yep. Yeah, that's actually one, like I said, that's one of the better ones after Gold Reward that I was looking at, that I was like, okay. I was like, all right, you know, even before Oz had mentioned it, I was doing tons of research on all these lending platforms, and I was like,
Yeah.
okay, that's one of the better ones. You know, like I said, I would have hoped Regal Coin. I don't know what the hell's going on with Regal Coin, but you know, let's hope everything goes all right with that one.
Well, we can't look back. We got to look forward.
That's right. That's right. And
Cobbinhood. I don't know. I got to see what's up with that one. I mean, I like the fact that Jamie Foxx is behind that one.
yeah.
I did a little research on that one, but I did that research on that one maybe about like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest with you, I don't remember one thing that I read from it. So I don't know if you saw anything about it today.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, again, it looks like another promising project. They're gonna have a decentralized exchange. If you go to the website, you could actually see it's like a mock exchange. They have what it's gonna look like, and it's in action, but it's not real. But it looks pretty good. It looks pretty good, and it's gonna be zero trade fees. So I think the ICO ends in a few days. I mean,
How
again,
much is the
that's.
Electro? Can you what you can get that with Ethereum?
What, Electra? Electra right now, I think is in the first phase. All right, so I think you could get it with Ethereum. I think you could get it with Ethereum. Definitely Bitcoin, but right now it's in phase one, so it's 85 cents a coin. So, you know, like I
So
said.
nothing beats that. Which one was it, Electronium or Dentacoin? That was for like 46 cents. That one
Oh no,
still.
it's Gold Reward. Gold Reward.
No. One of those two is it? Because I know for a fact, because I
Oh
haven't even looked at Gold Reward, and I remember specifically that one of those two that day when we were reviewing them on air, it was
yeah.
definitely in 46. One
That's
of them was
nothing.
in 46.
Imagine getting in Stratus ICO when it was less than a penny. Imagine getting into ARK when it was a few cents. You know, not even 10 cents, 5 cents. You know, and look at those prices now. You know, that's what I like. That's the kind of stuff that I like to get into. But again, it's hard picking the winners. You know, you gotta know what you're doing. And but again, with these lending platforms, it's like, I mean, these things are just like taking off, bro. This is just like free money. You know, you
And
put a little bit of money in
like we
it.
were saying before, these people were, a lot of people were weary about them for a little while.
Oh yeah, still.
Still, yeah, even still. But I mean, I guess the fact that so many of them are coming up and people are actually doing good, it's calming people down a little bit.
Yeah, still.
A lot of it, I should say.
Well, I mean, it's like I said, what happened recently with I keep mentioning it, Regal Coin. Yeah, it kind of scares people away also, you know. So they gotta get their isht together. But there's another one also that I want these guys to check out that I just found out today.
Shoot.
How many viewers do we have?
Last I checked, it was seven. Hold on, let me check now.
Okay.
Six. But it just
All
keeps
right.
going up and down for some reason. Like yesterday, I
Yeah.
didn't get anything above five people on. And then when we got
All right.
off, we ended up finding out we had 14 people
Well, we got our boy
watching.
Oz in the house. We got
Oz is in
a
the house. DJ Khaled
newcomer.
is newcomer.
Newcomer Khaled and
Yep.
Harish, we're still waiting for you, Harish.
Harish, these guys are steady with the chat line.
Yeah, but there's another coin, and it's similar to these lending platforms. I think it's more referral based though, so that might be good for any marketers out there. But I haven't done too much research into it yet. But it's supposed to be, of course, better than all these other platforms. So guys, check it out when you get a chance. I think it's called BitX, okay? BITTX. All right. And again, I just came across that when I was perusing some videos on YouTube. I found somebody talking about it, somebody that's, doesn't have much of a following. And I did some more research. I couldn't find too much in, too much videos and information. I haven't gone to the website yet. I haven't picked it apart only because it's, I think it's mainly referral based, I think. And I don't know. I mean, the referral thing isn't just, it's not really like my thing.
There's
But
so many coming
check it
out,
out.
man. You
Yeah,
got
there's a
another
lot.
Indian
There's a lot.
Bitcoin exchange coming out, Uno Coin. You got the Indahash Coin coming out, which is going to be on like a
Yeah.
marketing type platform. The Uno Coin is going to be part of the SegWit 2X. There's
Yeah,
so many things coming out, man. It's like.
you got a lot coming out. You got a lot. But guys, yeah, check that one out, BitX, BITTX, and let me know what you guys think, man. And either in the comment section or in the chat box, 'cause yeah, I don't, I don't know too much about it, but that's just supposedly this guy was saying it's gonna be better than all these other ones. But yeah, man, it's hard. It's hard picking these. It's like searching for the needle in the haystack, man, with a lot of these
Yep, that's
ICOs,
exactly what it is.
but with these lending platforms, man, hopefully, we got to see how Hextra does. We got to see how Gold Reward does. Electra now. I'm thinking about getting into Electra tonight, then, man. We'll see.
Is that's ready to rock right now as we speak?
Yeah, ICO's live. ICO's live for Electra. So. But anyway, these things, the referrals, that's the way to really do good, man. That's how these guys get a lot of cash. It's through these referrals. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
What was the other thing that you were talking about earlier today? You had mentioned something. You texted me about it before we decided we were gonna touch on Electra Coin, Robinhood. There was another one. Khaled writes, transaction fees will be lower and faster than your current Bitcoin transactions. You can expect to see a transaction in 5 minutes or less. Transaction fees will be rewarded to miners.
And what coin is he talking about there?
Mining pool fee is 1%, will go into a wallet for insurance on client loans. Electra.
Oh, he's talking about Electra. Yeah. Listen, let's hope it's faster because I'm sitting here trying to move Bitcoin and it's like at a snail's pace, man. And yeah, you know what? The coin of the day today, guys. It's one that I've been holding for a long time. Coin of the day, man. Zencash.
What's up with
Zen
that one? What makes
cash.
it the coin of the day?
Because it shot up 240% today.
It
So anybody that was
at?
holding Zen cash, made some Zen cash. Big Zen cash.
So what is it at now?
I think it's at $21 right now. It's between
Oh,
21 and 22. So coming
nice.
from like a low of like $6, 650.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
Zcash was one of my personal favorites that I've been holding, and it did well. It did well. So we'll see how that one continues to go. But
Well, it's not the coin of the day if you don't got it.
that's right. That's right. You're right. You're right. What's the coin of the day for me? It's the coin of the day for me. But yeah, man. Listen, maybe we'll get you into Electra also.
Yeah.
But we'll get you into there also. So anything else? And
Sweden is going to become the first country to settle debt via Bitcoin. I found that out like 2 days ago.
Sweden? Yeah.
Yep.
You heard about Australia?
What about it?
You heard about this University of, I think, South Wales? The University of South Wales in Australia. It's some type of college, like a university. They're gonna be giving out Ethereum as like a as like
Oh,
a
yeah. I saw that
as
like 2 days ago, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a give back program, you know? People, I
Yeah,
guess,
that's
thinking that.
right.
So it's gonna be cool. It's to the students there, you know? They sit there, they'll buy stuff, and then they'll get like, you know, not rewarded. Yeah, they'll get rewarded with Ethereum.
Yeah.
So.
Khaled said you have to realize this is a lucrative lending platform, period. We are the earliest ones, and a lot of these lending platforms will succeed. Plenty room for investors.
Yep.
That's good to know then, because I know a lot of these things get snatched up quick. I
Oh yeah. Oh
was
yeah.
watching this thing. I think the first day Gold Reward went out, like it was, I don't want to say, yeah, it was crashing like crazy, the system. It was crashing. People were just panicking, going crazy, you know,
No,
trying to get in.
that was a gold reward. That was
Yeah, it was Gold Reward. The day
Oh
that it
yeah,
came out, the first day.
yes.
Yep.
The first day, yeah, those first few hours, yes, that's right.
The market cap
That's
of
right.
BitConnect is over $1 billion. Plenty of room for investors, Khaled writes.
Yep, he's right. He's right. It's over $1 billion, bro. Yep. And imagine all the early adopters, all the people that got in
Oh,
early
yeah.
enough. Literally, I've seen it. I've seen people, like, I've been following people on YouTube for years. And just off of BitConnect alone, I've seen them, like, that become rich, man.
Yeah.
You know, literally become rich, you know? Think about it. You're buying yourself a brand new car. You know, you're buying yourself this, that. You're on vacation. It's insane. But, you know, then again, the haters, the people, the naysayers will say, yeah, but this, but that, but this, but that. You know? And it's people who just don't, they just can't comprehend. To them, it's not real. It's not possible that something like that could happen, right? That people can make so much money off of a small investment if they do it the right way. But some people are just so negative. And they will always be in that negative state. They will never see the other side. You know, no matter, it could be right in their face. It could be literally dead on smack in your face. You know, the proof is there, the proof is in the pudding, and yet, oh no, but no, but this, no, but that. All right, guy. Tuck yourself in your bed. Yeah, lay down. Perfect. You want some hot cocoa with marshmallows too? The jumbo marshmallows? Sure. No problem. You know?
We got this other one that Oz brought up
What's
before.
that one?
It's where are we?
Aphelios.
Aphelion.
Yeah. Aphelion. Yeah, I haven't looked into that
Aphelion.
one too much yet.
Yeah, it's
That
peer-to-peer.
one's gonna
Good.
be a that one's gonna be a that's that one I really gotta get into. I really gotta do some heavy research into that one. But it's gonna be based off of Neo.
Crowd sale launches November 15th, so you got 26 days.
Yep. But I think they had a pre-sale already, so
Yeah.
yeah. So that's gonna be through the Neo platform, right?
Yeah,
So a ne
it says
Neo
right here,
is.
Neo supports faster development of deployment of smart contracts and projects.
Yep.
Bitcoin, Ethereum, Neo.
I think Neo is supposed to be the equivalent to Ethereum in Japan. Japan or China? Where the hell is Neo based out of? One of those countries. Neo's supposed to be, yeah, the equivalent to Ethereum as far as like a whole smart contract, you know, super computer platform type deal.
Yeah.
You know? And that's another one too, man. People got in that and that one shot up to $50, man. It's insane. And now Aphelion is gonna be a dApp that's gonna be built on top of Neo. So that looks pretty promising. I think that's gonna be a decentralized exchange, a decentralized peer-to-peer exchange, right? So people could just trade the tokens with each other.
Yeah,
Again,
yep, that's exactly what it is.
which is the future, because I'm telling you, man, it's like, you know, and I saw it today again about Bittrex. It's just like it's a mess, man. These exchanges, you know. Even today, I was moving stuff in and out. I'm like, I'm trying to do it as quick as I can, because you never know. You just never know.
Aphelion token is based in Saint Kitts.
Where's that?
In Saint Kitts.
St. Kitts.
Yeah, they're in St. Kitts. They've they're privately held, 11 to 50 employees, founded this year. Seems like a pretty legit company.
Oh yeah, now
It's a
that's
better website than we've seen on a lot of others.
yeah,
The
that's gonna be if that pans out, this is gonna be huge. This is gonna be huge. That's the
Notice
white
to
paper.
citizens, the reticence to be of the United States.
Oh yeah, of course.
Supporting this website. All right, it doesn't say anything about not being. Wait. Subject for invitation, subscription pressure, whether directly or indirectly to persons in the United States of America.
Oh yeah, no, we can't get involved in that. No way. The land of the free, we're talking about the land of the free here, come on.
China.
So
Intro, background, blockchain technology, decentralized app. Oh, they're gonna have a dApp system too.
yeah, well, that is the dApp. I'm pretty sure that
Oh,
is the
that is the
dApp on
dApp?
top of Neo, right? Yeah, this is gonna be the
Well, who
dApp.
was the other one that we spoke about like 2, 3 days ago that's gonna have dApps?
What is the other one we're talking about?
I
I forget.
forget, but that's pretty cool though. I mean, are they gonna take the same let me see if they're gonna take the same route and actually put money back into the liquidity pool. A decentralized application or dApp is abbreviated, has its back-end code running on decentralized peer-to-peer network. A dApp can have front-end code and user interfaces written in any language, just like an app that can make calls to its back-end. Furthermore, blah blah blah. All right, it doesn't say anything if any money generated from the dApps is going to go back into basically the investors.
Well, like I said again, I have to read through it, but I think this is just straight up just. I mean, it's banned in the U.S., right? Usually, U.S. is that's because of it. It's a securities thing, right? So, but again, is this going to be giving money back to people? I don't know. I got to look at it. As far as all I know is that it's just going to be a peer-to-peer, token exchange, right? And I think. No, that's COVID. What I'm thinking about is the US dollars. Yeah, I gotta look into this one more. I'm gonna have to do a segment on that Felion.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah,
Roadmap.
if
It's a good
anybody, any of the
roadmap for
viewers, check out Felion. Are there any coin
it.
specs there? Is this even you're gonna
Hold
have a
on,
coin
that's what
system?
I'm trying to look for. No, it doesn't look like it has anything yet about.
Yeah, I gotta look into this one more.
No, nothing.
Jesus,
Let's see,
so
hold on.
many.
Pre-sale. No, that's just to sign up for information. Yeah, no information like that yet. That's what I was looking for.
We'll do a segment on this one.
Yeah, definitely.
But you could see where the trend is going. I mean, look at what the trend is pointing to.
I said, how come so many ICOs are racist to the USA?
Yeah, it's true, man.
It's
I'm
true,
telling
you're
you,
so right.
it's amazing, bro. It's disturbing. It's scary
Khaled said those
how
who
out
are
of the
not in these
loop.
platforms will cry later. The idea is to make money and
He's
work
right.
less. People are
Exactly.
stuck in their slavery working system for years. Let them sleep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, he's right. He's right.
Yeah.
He's right. And you know what's funny? And out in a lot of the, especially the Asian countries, right? A lot of the countries in Asia have been doing stuff like this, even outside of the internet, right? For years, just
That's funny, as you're bringing up Asia, Khaled had literally just typed something about Asia. I'll tell you when you're done.
okay. But in these countries, a lot outside the U.S., they've been doing stuff like this for years, okay? And not even involving cryptocurrency. Not even involving crypto at all. All right? And literally face to face, like people like that. The same way here in the States with those program, MLM Pro, whatever though, but you're talking about people outside the US making some big bucks with systems like this in place. And now we're just seeing the shift. Now we're seeing the transition. But again, it's like it's just unbelievable, man. Just anything and everything. Just the U.S. now is just you can't participate. You just can't participate.
Khaled had said, just as you're talking about Asia, he writes more than 70% is unbanked. That's why in Asia, the crypto is in general more integrated in their business.
Yep.
Oz wants to know when we're moving to Australia.
Yo, listen, man. Sh
Trust me,
I would.
that's
We
an
should.
idea right there. That's on the table.
We should, man. We should. Definitely. But what's the city over there in Australia? That's Sydney, right?
Sydney.
It's like the main. That's like the main city over there.
Sydney, I believe so. Oz will confirm that in a few seconds.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Sydney.
I was just watching a video about Casey Neistat. He actually was just in Australia a few days ago.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, it was cool. It was pretty cool how he filmed
That's
everything. He put drones in the air and he skated
awesome.
all around and does his normal running. Khaled said the top five ICO lending platforms: Electra, Gold Reward, Escrow.co, Hextra, and Western Coin. We were just talking about Escrow.co earlier today. I asked you about that, right?
Khaled. Well, I don't know if you knew, because yesterday I was trying to go to Escrow.co, and for some reason, the website was like down. I think it was yesterday. The website
Oh,
was down, but
yeah,
today,
right. That's right. We
yeah,
tried
remember we
to
went.
get it out. Yeah.
But the, you know, but look, the beauty of it is it's being traded on the Waves ex on the Waves platform.
Okay.
So I could actually get Escrow.co, even though if you can't get it to the ICO, you go to the Waves platform and you go to the DEX there, or
Oz
the
says,
DEX, and you go buy some.
yeah, Sydney, Oz confirmed. He lives on the Gold Coast.
Sydney. Wow.
Nice.
That must be cool, man. That must
We
be
have a
cool.
gold. Well, when I was in New York, but Christian being in New York, there is a Gold Coast in New York, technically. I don't know if it's probably as beautiful as in
Nah.
Australia, but.
Oh, no. Nah, hell no. Probably not, man. You can't even compare. You can't even compare, man.
Yeah.
Over here, this is like a fake Gold Coast, bro. an artificial Gold Coast.
That's nice.
It's
I'm
funny because when I
actually.
went through my Heath Ledger phase, I was like watching all his movies, and a lot of the older movies he made were filmed in Australia. It's a big like
Oh,
movie industry over there.
yeah?
I was like,
Yeah.
wow, man, it's awesome. What were you gonna say?
That's cool. Now I'm just like looking at pictures now of the Gold Coast of Australia. It's nice. Definitely nice, man.
Yeah.
The beaches look nice. The
Bro,
buildings are nice.
I tell you, the first big hit that I make with crypto, we're gonna go out there, man. That'll probably be one of the first
Yeah.
places we go, right? Just to, I
Yeah.
wonder how long the flight is to get over there. It's
I'll
gotta be like
find out.
20 hours or something like that. It's gotta be like 20 hours. But
Gotta go surfing too. At least try it. Now, I wouldn't
oh
even
yeah.
try it because that's where the sharks, that's where you hear all the stories about the sharks.
Don't forget it. Forget it.
But those are some of the best places to surf though.
Oh yeah. By far. By far. But I gotta
So
check
let's
out I
see.
gotta get into I gotta check out Escrow Co. I gotta check that out
This
because
other kid talks about
it's
that a lot.
expensive.
Yeah, no. But what's
Saint
not, I don't want to say he
Hilaire.
talks about it a lot. Yeah, Saint-Hilaire brings that up. He actually, it's funny that Khaled says that's one of the top. Actually, almost all of them, all the ones that Khaled said are the top ones, Saint-Hilaire said that they're the top ones too.
Yep.
Those same ones right now
Yeah.
for this month.
Yeah,
I'm
scroll.
sitting here
Yeah, I
still looking
gotta.
at the white paper for Aphelion to see if I see anything about any numbers, but.
Yeah, I gotta look into that. Look into that one a little more.
Stage pre-ICO stage is going to be 20 million tokens available. Stage one, 50 million. Stage two, stage one through stage four is 50 million each. Then you're going to get, and pre-ICO, the bonuses you're going to get a private offer. Then stage one, 50%. Stage two, 40%. Stage three, 20%. And then stage four, nothing.
Wow, 50% on the first one,
50%
man.
bonus on that.
That's pretty sweet. So 200 million coins in total.
20 million. 200 million, yeah, 220 million.
But 20
Well,
million offered in the pre-sale.
20 in the pre-ICO, and then each of the next four stages are going to have 50 million each.
Okay, so 220 million in total. That looks
Yeah,
like it's going
Callan
to be
said
the
that his
magic
protocol
number.
was in maintenance.
Okay.
So it
Yeah, I
starts
gotta check that
November
one out.
15th. It was updating, yeah. So Aphelion starts November 15th, ends December 7th. And the launch price, wait, example launch price at $25 NEO. The team, yeah, so they don't really, I mean, I don't know if this is it. Right here it says, all right, the effective price USD for pre-ICO, for the, the first 20 million tokens, you're gonna get that private offer bonus, and then it says 10 cents USD, the effective price.
Ten
And then,
cents. Wow.
yeah, and then it's gonna go up to 20 cents by stage four. So it's gonna go up in increments in each of the stages from 10 cents, 13, 14, 16, and then 20.
That's not bad. That's not bad. 'Cause that's definitely gonna go. That's definitely gonna shoot up. So just do the math. Even if you
Yeah.
put Yeah.
And then this one, did we even say? I don't even remember. He said avoid Habrix, Glasgow. Hey, look at this. Khaled writes avoid Habrix, Glascoin, and Credence or Credence Coin. That's funny,
Credence,
right?
yeah, that's funny.
Credence. I know you
Yeah,
said
was
that. And remember Glascoin? I'm just like something about that doesn't tickle my pickle. Something
Damn,
about
there's
that
so many of
Glascoin site.
these.
Yeah.
So many of these of these platforms, man. You know, coming out now. Listen, hey, if you would have bought, if you would have bought 200, if you would have bought 2,000 tokens of Regal Coin, what does he think about what's happening with Regal Coin? Does he does it does Khaled think that Regal Coin is gonna make an exit now, or does he think they're gonna come back? Is he in Regal?
We'll find out now.
I'm curious to see what he thinks about Regal. I don't mean to keep bringing it up, but
What was the one that they kept comparing it to? Was it Electronium that they kept comparing it to, or was it Glasscoin?
what's that? Well, they're all the same, man. All
Yeah.
these. Only thing is, I didn't know Electro was based in Michigan. That I didn't know. That's eye-opening.
Yeah. We came across some interesting ones today for the pre-recorded shows that we're gonna do in the next few days. We came across some interesting ones, but it's too much to get into them now. We're gonna end up putting those on over sprinkling them over the weekend if you guys wanna check those out. But nothing really solid though, right?
No.
Definitely we can I mean we came
No,
across
not
some
even.
a bunch of future ones coming out, but nothing really solid.
No.
Khaled said Escroco has a very, very small supply. This goes easily times 50 in December.
It's got like a decade, I think a 2 million supply, something like that. Very
Yeah.
small. Very small. But I think right now, if you're gonna buy them, and right now they're gonna go off like $3 a coin, I think. At this point. So we're up to that stage where it's gonna be $3 a coin. So, yeah, man.
I'm trying to see if I can get onto that one now. I forget what that was. Was that poke? It said so many different things come up. You get poke, Pokepedia, and then you get a Escroco.co.
Yeah, Scroll, that's CO.
But it said this says financial escrow and
Yeah, that's it.
I
Go
don't
to
know.
escrow.
It's not, yeah. No, I'm on it now. Waiting. I think it's the same thing. Oh no! Finally, I guess something was up,
It came up.
but ITO next phase will start less than 24 hours. Alternatively, get ESC from Wave Exchange. Compounding interest is the most powerful tool in finance, but you need to make sure that your investment is safe. total sold is 500,000.
Is the ICO open right now that you could tell? Or does it say it starts in like 20 hours? Hold on, because I think 2 days ago.
Next distributions in 9 hours.
9 hours. So that's. Yeah.
And Electra Phase 1 will finish today the way it's going.
Damn, I guess I should get. Shoo! I guess I should get into Electra, man.
Can withdraw your token out of the website.
See, the thing I liked also about Gold Reward is that the fact that, you know, you could take your coins out the site, you could put them in your wallet, you know?
Yeah.
At least now I know I have with all these other ones, I'm still kind of skeptical because you still have to leave them there on the website until the end of the ICO, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, I think that'll end it for tonight, guys. We pretty much did a little more talking than revealing some future ones, but we didn't come across any solid future ones, ICOs.
No.
Whenever we come across them, we definitely release them. But anybody watching, and gentlemen, Oz, Khaled, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for joining the chat. Check us out tomorrow. Guys. We're going to do more research on some future ICOs for you guys, see if anything juicy comes out of it. Don't forget to check out our podcast on iTunes and Google and Google Play. And check out our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and Christian's personal.
That's right. My personal YouTube page, Chris Crypto. Forget about that one. And we're also on Steemit.
Steemit also, yeah. I keep forgetting about Steemit. Wow.
And if you guys have that Anchor podcast app also, we're on Anchor. So check that out too.
Yep. So,
thanks for joining us, guys.
All right, guys. Have a good night. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
Peace, guys.